my home is down below Whiteville, North Carolina. Segregation was pretty high. They didn't care much what black folks had. White people had everything. When we went to school, if we got there, we had to walk. And if it snowed or the weather got too bad, we couldn't go. They'd pass by us riding the bus and call us nigger and try to spit on us and do all that kind of stuff.
Did you ever feel like you wanted to retaliate, like you wanted to fight them or call them a name?
Well, not really, because I so used to it, I just felt like that was the way it was going to be.
What was that song you all used to sing toward the white people when they said things to you?
Crack up a cracker, chew tobacco, and work all day on a soda cracker. They wouldn't like for us to say that, but that was the only way we had to kind of get back at them. So I was kind of glad to get up and down there. Integration was back up this way, but segregation was high down my way. The school I went to down there as a child was, well, it wasn't big as this house. It was just a one-room school, one teacher. Went to the seventh grade, and the teacher had to teach every one of them if she'd get around to it. Well, she didn't have a whole lot of people, but in the run of a day, you might go there and not get to have but two lessons, because time she'd go all around, give one a lesson or two, it was time to go home. And then we had to walk home, and if it rained much, you couldn't even go. You get wet, you had to stay home. She didn't have no high schools around there much for black people. Our school didn't go no further than the seventh grade. The white people there went to the 12th, and they could go on away to college if they had enough money. And so I just have to work for the white people because I didn't have a chance to get much education.
Your family had a farm, so was your father a farmer?
Yes, uh-huh. Well, we farmed. Until we got able to buy some land and have a farm our own, we would rent some from some of them who had a lot. And we'd rent tobacco and corn and different things. But later on, we got enough money, we bought some land for ourselves, and we had our own farm.
And what kind of things did you farm on it?
Corn, tobacco, string beans. We could sell the string beans and the tobacco, too. But my father would do a lot of carpenter work. He could make a house without any trouble. All you had to do was tell him what kind you wanted and how many rooms you wanted in it, and he'd make it. And it'd be right. He knew exactly how to do it.
What about your mother? What did your mother do?
Well, she could sew. We had a sewing machine, and she knew how to sew well, cut out things and sew them. She was a housewife. It took about all her time to take care of. I was about the third or fourth child. And actually, I didn't have to, when time come to work on the farm, I'd have to do much of the rest of the older ones have to go first, and then sometime I didn't want to do nothing. I'd make like I was sick so I could stay at the house.
When you were a girl, how old were you when you were ironing for other people and watching their children?
Oh, let me see. Well, I was pretty good size because you have to be large enough to know how to iron good because people would pay you to iron. And you talk about ironing, I could lay a hurt on it. Wouldn't be a wrinkle nowhere. We have to wash for them and starch them and let them dry and hang them up and then sprinkle them, let them get soaked in and then iron them. I can iron, there wouldn't be a crease nowhere inside. And I knew how to clean up real well. Wouldn't be no dirt in the house when I got through. I'd pull them things out like that chair there, I'd snatch it out right quick and go all up under there and get that stuff out.
How did the white families treat you, the ones who you did work for, whether it was ironing or taking care of the children? How did they treat you?
Oh, they treated me real nice because if they didn't, I wouldn't work for them. They were very nice. But you really had to take care of them. They'd be going every which way and around, and you would kind of almost become a babysitter. They'd hire you for one thing, but you'd end up mostly babysitting. If they had a smaller baby, I had to take care of the baby. Iron, clean up, just everything. You just put a whole lot on. They didn't do much, but You just work until the time comes for you to go home. You wouldn't get through, but you just work until it's time to go. Didn't pay you much money, but at that time you didn't earn much anyway, and whatever you got. But what would make you feel so good if they get some clothes they got tired of wearing, or maybe another style, if they give you one of them, you'd be glad of that.
How much did you get paid?
Well, if you do a washing, might be a 50 cent or a dollar. That would be when you had to wash them on the scrub board and wash them, put them in the pot and boil them and rinse them, go on. But when they got them there washers to wash them for you, they wouldn't, you didn't, jobs went down because they was taking them out there and washing the cell. But the reason I came up here, I was in Salem, I came on business. My boyfriend came up here to, and got him a job. And when he got up here and got his job, we weren't married then. But he sent for me, and I came up here and we got married.
Did you like going to school?
Yeah, I was smart as I don't know what. After I came here, I wanted to finish so bad. A lady told me that I didn't have to stop. I could take it by mail, and she'd help me. So I did that for a while, but I finally got to where I couldn't do it. But Martin Luther King, he got in there and he straightened it out. And I remember I was in school when integration came in. Black people got to chatting back toward the white and said we pay our taxes and thought that we should have what they had. And we deserve equal rights. We did fight for it, but I think we have pretty good rights now.